this is Katie from unbosomingofaslop.com, and we're here going over the top 100 hits from the Billboard magazine. We're starting in 1940, so I kicked it off last week with pretty much the first known, or really first recorded song. There had been other songs before then, or other charts that, you know, rated the system, but in the 40s is pretty much when it started. So our second song that we're going to go over is Only Forever by Bing Crosby. It was on the charts for 9 weeks. And let's go ahead and take a listen. I'll give you a couple minutes if you want to listen with me. If not, I have the link down below. Last week's song, which was by Tommy Dorsey, and as well as this song, they really remind me of being at a on a Disney ride. And their voices just have this intensity in them. I think that, you know, a lot of lighter songs, or just pop songs in general, not just of today, but, you know, of other decades, don't really have that same intensity. And especially it being, you know, Bing Crosby has such a deep, rich voice. So, it really stands out to me, this song, even a little bit more than the Tommy Dorsey song. This song doesn't have as much instrumentals as the Tommy Dorsey song as well. That one has had an orchestra in the background. This one just sounds very simple. It's more about the voice. It's more about, you know, what he's saying. And it's almost funny, because when you're listening to the words, you know that he's saying only forever. You know, he's saying, will I remember how you look when you smile? You know, I'll remember only forever. And it's funny because, you know, nowadays, I think that would kind of be interpreted as sarcasm. You know, somebody asked, oh, would you remember? And you'd be like, only for forever. But it's nice that, you know, he's saying it, and from his voice, you can tell he really means that, you know, he'll remember, you know, all the moments that they had together and her for forever. One thing I kind of like about this song is that, you know, it kind of starts off right off the bat with him singing, and, you know, he kind of says a few verses and the chorus, and then it gives us that instrumental. It reminds me of, you know, a lot of songs that I still listen to today from, you know, current and older times. So you can see that formula, you know, it's been around for, you know, 80 years now, so... Oh, well, 70 years, but... Yeah, this song just has a lot of intensity, and the words are very sweet. You know, I think, you know, love is... I think we'll kind of see a trend about a lot of these top songs being about love, you know. Hopefully I find that trend anyways. I've noticed that, you know, a lot of the songs, just kind of looking through the list so far that I've gone through, they really have to do about love, or just not necessarily love, but being in a relationship and, you know, having a significant other. So, I definitely liked this song. I liked it a little better than the Tommy Dorsey song, and, you know, his voice is so rich, and it's so deep that you can really, you know, you really believe him when he says that he's gonna, pretty much, you know, remember this song, you know, only for forever. So, just to give you a little more history on the song, it was later recorded by Nat King Cole, and, you know, it was also featured in the film Rhythm on the River. So thank you for stopping by. Hopefully you enjoyed the song as much as I did. And I'll be back next week continuing and ending the 40s as well as starting the year of 41. Thank you.